Michigan, angry residents to swarm Capitol in Operation Gridlock. By Kyle Olson on April 14, 2020. Residents of Michigan, angry about what they see as overbearing executive orders by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, have planned a massive protest around the state capitol on Wednesday. The Michigan Conservative Coalition has organized Operation Gridlock, which will likely see protesters in their cars, honking horns, and clogging streets. Everyone, every citizen, every business owner needs to get out of their house, out of their chair, and get in their car, or truck, or anything that is legal to drive on taxpayer-funded roads, the group said. Gov. Whitmer accused the DeVoe family of being behind the protest, an accusation a family spokesman denied. Whitmer said on Monday, Fox 17 reported. I also would just say, I think it is this group is funded in large part by the DeVoe family, and I think it's really inappropriate for a sitting member of the United States President's cabinet to be waging political attacks on any governor, but obviously on me here at home. I think that they should disavow it and encourage people to stay home and be safe. Contrary to the governor's statements, the DeVoe family hasn't spent a dime on this protest, nor has it offered prior support to the organizing entity, Nick Wassmiller responded. The DeVoe family, however, understand the frustration of fellow Michiganders as elements of the governor's top-down approach appear to go beyond public safety. Whitmer defended ramping up her stay-at-home order and said she never banned the sale of American flags, car seats, or bug spray, and accused anyone who would claim such a thing of political posturing. But over the weekend, pictures showing various items being blocked from sale flooded social media. The various bans came in response to Whitmer outlawing the sale of certain items she deemed non-essential. According to her order, stores of more than 50,000 square feet must 1. Limit the number of customers in the store at one time, excluding employees, to 4 people per 1,000 square feet of customer floor space. The amount of customer floor space must be calculated to exclude store areas that are closed under subprovision 2, of this subsection. 2. Close areas of the store, by cordoning them off, placing signs in aisles, posting prominent signs, removing goods from shelves, or other appropriate means, that are dedicated to the following classes of goods. A. Carpet or flooring. B. Furniture. C. Garden centers and plant nurseries. D. Paint. As a result, a Costco blocked American flags with yellow caution tape. A Holland Walmart blocked off baby seats and items for newborns, Carrie Dennis posted on Facebook on Friday. Since when is a car seat non-essential? She wondered, before later writing to say the store removed the caution tape because so many people were calling. At another Walmart, bug spray and pest repellent were cordoned off. Attention customers, the sign read. By order of the state of Michigan, items in this non-essential area are not available for purchase. The store invited shoppers to visit its website to purchase them. Another resident visited a gardening store and found she was unable to buy seeds. She posted several pictures showing the warning signs posted. These items are not currently for sale, the orange signs read over vegetable seeds. This store blocked the sale of rugs, patio furniture, and other outdoor items. Meanwhile, a petition demanding Whitmer's recall from office has garnered more than 220,000 signatures. Breitbart News will be live streaming on our Facebook page from the protest, so be sure to watch for coverage there beginning around noon ET. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.